I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Several sources close to President Biden suggest he may be accepting the idea of dropping out of the race due to mounting pressures from his party, despite not making a final decision. Key figures of influence like Nancy Pelosi, we hear behind the scenes, as well as state politicians and donor boycotts have shaken his resolve. To talk more about this, we're joined by our insider Phil Mateer and former Mayor Willie Brown. You buying this pressure behind the scenes, Mr. Mayor?
I don't think that he will be responsive to the pressure of people who have traditionally tried to keep him from becoming a president.
Do you think he's going to hold on?
I think he'll hold on. He's got nothing else to do.
Well, he doesn't have a party anymore. The Democrats have virtually abandoned him.
Well, you mean those Democrats have abandoned him. The people who vote have not abandoned him. They know the difference. They know that he was a guy that defeated Trump to begin with, and he knows that Trump is still the enemy.
No, so the polling, Associated Press polling shows that 66 to 70% of the Democrats want somebody else. I mean, Mayor Brown, I mean, the writing's not on the wall, it's on the floor, it's on the ceiling, it's on the big billboard outside his house. I mean, you're talking about, are you saying that he's just going to hold in the room and just refuse to budge?
He is the nominee of the people on the Democratic side who've been at this since the first of the year. All those loudmouth Democrats who are raising questions about whether or not he should not be running for president just don't know what they're talking about. Why didn't they do something about that in March?
We're talking about what people may be saying behind the scenes and what they've come out to say publicly. But as you know, it's putting your money where your mouth is. And if the donors start to dry up, and that's what we're hearing, that the money is starting to dry up, what do you do then?
Well, I got to tell you, were I in the position of Joe Biden, I'd keep right on doing what I'm doing. I'd go ahead and defeat Trump, as I've done in the past, period. No matter what any of these people who have always wanted somebody else. These people are not, have ever been supportive of Biden. They've always wanted some other Democrat. He just doesn't fit the mold.
Okay, so we'll give you a shovel and you keep digging. You and Joe Biden can keep digging. But the point is if he has that convention in Chicago and has the, if they go for him, you think he's going to have the support of he can still beat Trump? Do you seriously think that?
I know that he can beat Trump. As a matter of fact, there are half a dozen people that can beat Trump. The only problem is they can't get the nomination.
Is one of them Kamala Harris?
One of them would be Kamala Harris. As a matter of fact, if Biden decided to leave, it would be because he would want Kamala Harris. After all, none of those people wanted Kamala Harris either. In her own state, she ran fourth before she dropped out and avoided being embarrassed. Believe me, you've got two people who have been without friends or relatives, very successful.
Mr. Mayor, you have perception versus reality, right? So whatever reality is, the perception is that Joe Biden is old and slow and just has lost a step, maybe a step and a half. How do you respond to that?
You leave him to do what he has always done, defeated the odds. You let him go after the real enemy. These Democrats don't understand. The enemy is Trump, not Biden.
Let me ask you something. In real politics, hasn't the damage already been done? The mere fact that you have this open rebellion, unprecedented, gone public, hasn't that put the hole in the ship?
It has made it a bit more difficult, frankly, because on the donor side, who are all into winners and winners only. They've not yet, however, matched Biden versus Trump. That's the real fight. And when that happens, Biden wins.
Not according to the polls.
The polls mean nothing. They were wrong all the time. literally in the last two or three cycles.
Well, if he can get you as a campaign manager, maybe he's got a shot.
Oh, you guys are getting all wound up just as we got to cut away. Sorry about that, folks. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
And Biden's spokesman.
Willie Brown.
Is he paying you for that? Okay.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.